Blog Talk Radio.
Brown Tech University is a popular radio talk show that focuses on smart devices. We will explore your career and today, we have a special segment for the Shop, Sell, Strut, and Fashion and Runway Show rolled into one benefiting Autism New Jersey. We have Macy Bazella, Platinum Executive Intern, and our CTWB staff covering the live sips and sweeps pre-event showcase where media and press will get to meet headlining designer, founder, and co-founder of Shop, Sell, Strut, and so many more individuals. Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory, and I have my co-host, Macy Bazella. I'm going to shoot it right over to Macy in New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your co-host, Macy Bazella, and I'm reporting live from the Sips and Sweets at Shop, Sell, Strut Fashion Show in New Jersey. I am going to be interviewing people and telling you what I see. Let's get started. So right now, I'm going over to get some shave ice. My flavor is coconut, and I am so excited to taste it. So here we are. Thank you. It's from Ice Cola Express. This is great. It is white, and it's on a stick, and it's like an ice pop, but it's really good, and I've always wanted coconut ice. It has all sorts of different flavors. It has fruit punch, cola, mint, blue raspberry, lemon lime, all sorts of different flavors, but I chose coconut. So why did you want to come up with, like, making ice and all sorts of different flavors?
Because it's so unique. It's so authentic. You know, you never get the snow cones on a stick. So people love it. So that's this is something we do it for passion, and everybody loves it so far.
That's really cool. I've never had a snow cone on a stick before, so I think that's really cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right now, I am heading over to the basket raffles. They have so many things. Right now, I see a bike, and it's really cool. It's white, and it's blue, and those are my favorite colors. Right now, I see a basket that has really puffy marshmallows, and I think they look really yummy, so I'm definitely going to put tickets in that. I see an American girl. She looks like she's the new one, and she looks very, very pretty. I want her really bad. Right now, I just walked past the coffee machine, and I think my dad would really want a coffee machine. He loves coffee. And I plan on doing the basket raffles. I think they're going to be so much fun, and I hope I win something. Right now, the room is really pretty. It has big crystal chandeliers, and it has a brown floor and a really pretty long stage. I wish I would be walking in the fashion show with all these pretty outfits that I see. I see one that's pink, and it has all sorts of different sequins and sparkles, and it looks like there are little flowers on the top. So, right now, I also see a white dress, and it is very cute. It has diamonds on it, and I love diamonds. So, let's meet one of the designers. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tanya.
That's really cool. So, why did you want to start making all sorts of different dresses?
Well, I'm a mom of two, and when I had a little girl, I started Bell Threads, and I'm making beautiful dresses, tutus, costumes, pageant dresses for little girls up to size 10.
Oh, that's great. What's your name of your company?
The name of my company is Bell Threads, and you can follow us on Instagram at BELLETHREADS, and I'm proudly from Hackensack, New Jersey, and we are in New Jersey, and we make everything here in New Jersey as well.
That's really cool, and I love your outfits. You're welcome. Oh, hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Nicole Reichemach, and I'm a designer for Elizabeth Cordelia.
That's really cool. So what kind of outfits do you make?
Well, I make children's clothing, and it's all with denim and laces. It's all to be comfortable for children, to be wearable, but also to be pretty.
That's really great. What are some of the colors?
I like pastel colors and really pretty and girly colors. And I have two daughters, so they inspire a lot of my designs. They have a lot of input in it as well. So I try to make it trendy but fun for them as well.
That's really cool. I really like fun outfits. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, here we go.
Fun fact alert. Did you know that autism affects 1 in 68 children in the U.S.? In New Jersey, it affects 1 in 41. Wow, that's a lot. Right now, I am passing an oyster shell place, and it has all sorts of pearls in it, and they have necklaces to put the pearls in. It looks really cool. And there are all sorts of different vendors. Right now, I see some soap bars. One is shaped as a puzzle piece, and it's red, and it's for autism, and it's really great. I also see one that looks exactly like a cupcake, and I thought it was a real cupcake at first, and I was about to eat it. And I might buy one later, so I'll have to tell you guys how it is. Good. So why did you want to start making different types of soaps?
I always wanted to learn how to make handmade soap, and once I started, it kind of became an addiction, and I kept going, and I decided to do it as a business because all my friends wanted me to sell them the soap that I was making.
What's the name of your company?
Two Swallows Soap and Toiletries. We're out of Toms River.
What proceeds to autism? Thank you. These are really cool soaps. Right now I see a cheetah print purse, and it looks very, very pretty, and it looks very fuzzy to me. Right now I see a flower necklace with all sorts of different flowers, and they're in a chain, and they're really, really pretty. Right now I am passing some bags, and I see a really pretty bag that is blue and it has a little flower on it, and I love the color blue, and I think I'll buy that later. Right now I am passing LuLaRoe, and I see a beautiful shirt with blue, yellow, a yellow, white, and orange, and it is very, very pretty, and I love it. Right now I am passing some bows. And I see a Frozen one. It has all sorts of different sparkles on it, and it has Olaf, Anna, Elsa, Sven, and the company is called Cat at Mouse Playwear, and it's very cute. They even have all sorts of different necklaces. My favorite one has Minnie Mouse with a crown, and it has really pretty necklaces, and maybe I'll buy one later. Right now, I am passing a place called Tastefully Simple, and it has pretzel sticks out, it has strawberry lemonade fruit dip, all sorts of different things. Good. What's your name?
I'm Lisa, and I'm with Tastefully Simple.
That's really cool. So why did you want to start making all these cool different things?
We don't make them. You make them at home. They're simple. Two ingredients or less, and you'll have dinner on the table in less than 30 minutes.
That's really cool. Do you have anything to sample?
We have onion dip and rustic herb dip out for samples whenever everybody comes around.
Okay, that's really cool. I'll have to try some later. Right now, I see some more bows. I see one that has flowers, a little bit of feathers, and they are very pretty. I also see a necklace that has a diamond butterfly and a headband that says model on it. What's your name?
My name is Bill. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So why did you want to start selling these beautiful necklaces and bows?
I sell them. My daughter actually sells them, Alyssa, and she does it for charity. We donate all the funds to the Arthritis Foundation because she has juvenile arthritis. So she got started on this, and it kind of caught on.
That's very great. So what's your company called?
Alyssa's Angels.
That's really cool. You're welcome. Thank you. You too. thing. The sweet station has all sorts of different things. I'm going to have to try one. It's called Cakes by Maria. And I'm going about to try a cupcake that's orange, and it has a little flower on it. It's really great. It tastes like all sorts of different sugars and strawberry, and it's really, really good. What's your name?
Maria Galan.
So why did you want to come up with this business?
Woo, started 8 years ago. I just really wanted to do it for my little daughters to make cute cupcakes and cakes, and then it just spiraled into a business, a side business.
What was the flavor of the cupcake that I ate?
That is a pink velvet cupcake, which is very buttery and velvety. And then the frosting that you have has actually fluff in it, so it makes it smooth.
That's really cool.
Did you like it?
Yes, I love the topping on top of it.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Fun fact alert. More kids will be diagnosed with autism than AIDS, diabetes, and cancer combined. Right now, I am passing a picture that says, "We love bunnies," and it says, "No testing here." And the bunnies are, it looks like they're kissing, and they are super cute. So let's head on over to the sign-in room, and right here, I see a huge white crystal chandelier, a little thing that's a shop sell strut, and I get to do, right now I'm going to do a donation to autism. So there's a puzzle piece, and you can write down whatever you want that, like with autism, and you can stick it on this big tree, and there's all sorts of different colored puzzle pieces. I think I'm probably going to pick bright green because it's one of my favorite colors, and it's a really cool color. And I'm making a donation to autism. And everyone here is today. It's raising money for a good cause. Hi. I would like to do a puzzle piece, please. So right now, I'm about to pick my puzzle piece, and I am going to write.
Thank you. Oh, you can put it on the tree if you want.
No matter what, like, no matter what, you're always good, even if you have something else that someone else doesn't have. So right now, I'm about to put one on the tree. And we are very excited to be here. And right now we are about to go back into the room that we were just in. And I see a very pretty hanger right now that her dress is on. It was gold and it had a billion sparkles on it. I want one just like that. So right now, I see all sorts of different radio stations. I see 107.1. And I see another basket raffle. Fun fact alert. Autism receives less than 5% of research funding in the U.S. So right now, I am walking towards the stage, and it says Shop Sell Strut on it, and it has a crown, and it's very, very pretty. So right now, we are walking over Right now we are walking over by where one of the scientists stopped Sell Strut for Autism in New Jersey. And right now we are heading over to some outfits. I see an outfit that is white, green, and it has beautiful pinkish-red roses on it with a little white. So, I see one of my favorite dresses is blue, and it has beautiful stars on it. I'll have to buy one later for autism. And I see a beautiful red dress that has a red star on it, and it looks like a little flower. I see a green dress that has a little bit of blue in it and a little bit of all sorts of different colored sequences. Now I see a big, beautiful bag that has red, white, and blue, and it looks like the American flag, but with a little bit of gray in it. Right now I am past some bags, and they had all sorts of different Indian stuff, and it was really cool. Now I'm walking by the sweets again, and I see a beautiful, colorful cake pop, and it's pink, and it looks very delicious. I'll have to try one later. Fun fact alert. Autism is the fastest growing serious developmental disability in the U.S. So now I'm walking out to try to find the founders. Right now I see Miss Maryland, International Junior Miss. And I see a big chandelier and like some silver star balloons. And they're giving out gift bags. There is a little thing that says, that has all sorts of different clothing on it. It has all sorts of different, like, coupons. It has hand sanitizer. It has taffy. It has ultra glossy lips. And all just for coming to the autism thing, I think that's a great gift bag. So, right now, we are at the Autism New Jersey merchandise, and so hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Christina Hoffman.
Nice to meet you. So, why did you want to start this business?
I joined Autism New Jersey back in 2013 because I really wanted to work in a field where I felt like I was helping and making a difference.
That's really cool. I love to make a difference. Tell me about the role you play at Autism New Jersey.
I'm coordinator of special events and community relations, so I work with different members of the community when they're organizing events, and I also work with our ambassador campaign, which raises awareness. And we have a different theme every year. This year it's growing acceptance.
Wow, that's great. How much money do you need to raise each year to help out your families in need?
A lot. We do need to raise a lot. It goes towards all of our different programs, our information helpline, our awareness campaign, our public policy work in Trenton, and our education and training program.
Wow, I guess that is a lot of money. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Brinell Barici. I'm manager of special events and community relations at Autism New Jersey. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. How did you help this event to come together?
We started with a planning meeting with Dawn Lego and Maria back in August, and it started from a tiny idea, and it grew into something magnificent like this. It's incredibly impressive. We're so appreciative and grateful and happy to be a part of it and just honored they're supporting the cause of autism.
That's amazing. What is your next event you have in the works?
So our next event is our Ride for Autism on June 10th, and that's in Lincroft, New Jersey. It's one of our big fundraisers that Autism New Jersey puts on. It's open to all levels of riders, and they can choose anywhere from a 10-mile bike ride all the way up to a 100-mile bike ride. And, definitely you can check that out at www.rideforautism.org.
Wow, 100 miles? That's amazing. Well, it was nice talking to you.
You too, our pleasure.
Thank you. So right now, oh, fun fact alert. Autism receives less than 5% of research funding in the U.S. I know. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Chrissy Simpson. How are you?
I am great. So why? Oh, you're Miss Burlington County? For Miss United States?
Yes.
That's cool. I might be going to Miss United States, too.
How are you?
Yes.
They can't hear her.
So, why did you want to come here?
I came here to actually participate through my platform, Aspire to Inspire, which is all about empowerment and also community service. And I love helping out with autism and all different charities. So, definitely pulled my heartstrings to come here today.
That's really cool. My platform is Kids Can Help.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was nice talking to you.
You as well. Thank you. It's so nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And I'll see you in 9 days.
Yes. So right now, I just passed this big orange balloon, and I am going to talk to the founder right now. And I just passed this girl that has a beautiful diamond necklace on it. And right now I'm about to talk to the founder. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Alyssa Lego, and I'm the founder of Shop Sell Strut. So good to see you. Thank you so much for coming.
So good to see you, too. How many years have you been holding Shop Sell Strut?
This is actually our first annual year, but since 2 years ago, I knew that I wanted to inspire change in our communities as an inspiration for my brother, Michael. So that's how the whole thing kind of started.
Wow, that's really great. That's cool how you start the business. Have a successful event today.
Thank you so much. You're adorable. Thank you for coming out. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you. Yes. Hi, Riley.
Hi.
So, are you modeling any outfits?
I am.
What are you modeling?
I am modeling my own outfit because we couldn't find anything that fit me at the other one.
I really like your outfit that you're wearing now. Is this the one that you're going to wear for the show?
No, this is not. This is the one I'm going to do my photo shoot in.
Well, have fun. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Amanda Witkowski. I'm one of the co-founders of Shop Sell Strut.
Well, it's really cool. So, what is your favorite part of this event?
Pick one favorite part? That's a tough one. I love everything about this event, the way it's grown so much. I guess my favorite part would be the modeling. We have 14 designers. We have a Queens Walk. I'm so excited to see all the styles and have the fundraiser rock.
That's really cool. What is your goal to reach for today?
Our goal is $25,000. That's a big number, I know.
That's amazing. Wow. You can do it. That's amazing. Well, I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi.
We have to go here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our show today. Thanks for experiencing this wonderful day with me at Shop Sell Strut. I'm your co-host, Macy Bazella, hoping to chat with you again soon.
Thank you so much, Macy, for covering the Sips and Sweets private event for Shop Sell Strut Fashion Show. Remember to visit our Periscope at Crown Talk with Burgundy or use hashtag iStrutForAutism on Periscope. Thank you again to my co-host and Platinum Executive Intern, Macy Bazella. our Platinum Executive Intern Mentor and Videographer Brandy Bezella, and Senior Intern Assistant Donna Boat. In addition, I would like to thank Strutsell founder Alyssa and co-founder Amanda and their incredible staff for making this fashion show possible and bringing awareness to Autism Awareness and Autism New Jersey. Signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.